Welcome back to another exciting episode of Texas Heat Together. Today I have a fabulous guest, Mark Duncan, all the way from New Zealand. The film Man in the Garden will be available on Vimeo for all you guys, and that'll be in the description at the end of the episode. Welcome to the show.
You're listening to Texas Heat Together.
I'm happy
with your
to be
host,
here.
Simon
so,
Watson.
When you were getting into this project, I mean, did you have a length in mind? I mean, 3 minutes and 16 seconds, I think it's the length of your film, or maybe 14. It's a very, very short film to get a subject, a narrative, and all that in very blink of an eye, I guess.
Yeah, it was more or less a matter of filming it and just getting a feel for what the story was demanding. So when I started filming, I just had a feel that it didn't need to be super long, because it's essentially quite a simple story, just of a older man, 84, who lives in the Cook Islands, and he harvests his own fruit throughout the island, often using friends' land, and then harvesting the fruit, putting it on his side cart, which is attached to his motorbike, and delivering it to local resorts and selling on the side of the street. So it's a rather simple story. So I didn't think it needed to be super long.
Okay.
And I just wanted to create something super engaging.
Okay. I would argue with you that I needed a little bit more is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would like to have known more about the guy. You know what I mean? Mm. You don't really tell me how long he's been doing this, which is something that very interests me. Maybe I should have known it was the Cook Islands, but I had no idea. So just
there is a lot of information gaps there, eh?
Yeah, so that's why I was asking. Was the film supposed to be longer, or you always said, nope, I want it quick, in and out?
Well, ideally it would be longer, where I would show him approaching these hotels and resorts, and then communicating with his buyers, and also communicating with people on the street who he's selling to, just to get more of a feel for who he is as a person. But there was a time constraint, so I was already in the Cook Islands for a client project, so I gave myself like a 5-day window to shoot the project, which I found through a online article. So there was already a write-up on it. But there was no way of contacting the guy. So I was just scootering around the streets for 2 days trying to find him. And unfortunately, I only found him with 1 day remaining. So I found him 2 days remaining, and for about half a day, him and I just hung out and chatted just to get to know each other and build that trust. And then the following morning, we filmed and only had half a day to get it done. So,
wow.
I mean, it would be great to go back and do a longer piece, because he has desires to expand and buy a ute. So it'd be cool to, like, quite a simple story, but to see him grow his operation and eventually acquire a ute, and just to see how he ages over time, because he's 84, but super inspiring. Yeah.
Well, I want to go back a bit. So you read an article, you were at the hotel, or you read the article before you got to the Cook Islands?
Before I got there, yeah. So about 2 weeks before, and I was just inspired by the story, and visually it was quite stunning, just seeing this older man acquire this side cart, which is generally obviously for transporting people. You never think of a side car as transporting goods, but just the resourcefulness caught my eye. So I contacted the reporter trying to get his details, and the guy doesn't have a phone, so it's just a matter of tracking him down. Yeah.
So you talked to you went to see the reporter, or talk to him, whatever. And he said, well, the guy's usually in X area.
Yeah, exactly. He usually sells his fruit outside of this convenience store. So I went there for 3 days and he wasn't there. So he was actually on, he had his 2 days off the first 2 days I was searching for him. So I wasn't mad about it. I just had some time at the beach. And then I finally found him and I was just, yeah, I was just so ecstatic that I finally tracked him down. And I, yeah, essentially just approached him and got to know him. I was more just like curious about what he was doing, and then dropped the question, "Hey, would you be willing to have me film you for a day or two?" And he, yeah, he was all for it. So
Okay.
yeah, it was it all worked out quite
Does
well.
the man have a name?
Yeah, his name's Tupe,
Did we hear that in the
Tupe.
film and I missed it?
It's just in the, I think it's
Credits?
just in the description.
Okay.
Yeah. I wanted the film to be quite like verite style, like observational. So
Which it is.
purely, yeah. So purely in the moment, minimal like interviews, more of like a, I guess like a transcending nature to it. So
So,
I didn't want to give too much context. It was more letting the audience work it out as it goes. Yeah.
were you worried about him being on that tree at 84 years old?
Oh, I knew, you know, it's just his day to day. So, I figured he does it all the time. But yeah, it would have been shocking if he fell and I got
Well, I
that on
was
camera.
thinking that, right? I'm watching him carry this ladder kind of awkwardly.
Yeah. It did make me wonder if he was putting it on for the camera. Because yeah, if he fell, I mean, it would have added to the story, but I would have felt so
Yes.
bad.
So when you are filming, are you using a handheld? I mean, obviously there's no
Yeah, it's all
steady cam of
handheld.
any kind. Like it looks like you're just holding. So what kind of camera are you using?
So just a Blackmagic pocket cinema camera, 6K. And then purely just two lenses, two fixed lenses. So both vintage glass, so a Tokina 28 mil and a Helios 58. And pretty much like 90% of the shots are all with the 28, because I wanted to kind of challenge myself and just shoot on one fixed focal length and use my legs as a zoom, I guess.
Okay, so when you're filming him on the thing, did you in your head want to show the end process? Because I mean, you literally show him me going down the road. I see him cutting bananas at somebody's house, which I didn't know what that was till you told me. And then I see him going down the road, and you kind of just stop filming. I kind of felt there was an end process, but I wonder why you didn't want to show me that.
Yeah, as I said, it would have been nice to show him, yeah, delivering to the customer
Yes.
and communicating with them. That was part of the vision, but it was purely just the time constraint of,
Okay, fair enough. So, okay. So, did you under I had a little bit of problems understanding him at times. You're fine. So, did you think about subtitles, or there's no time for that either?
Yeah, I did initially have subtitles, but I found it took the attention away from from the visuals, because
Fair enough.
I showed it to a few people and they were struggling to, like, because it's quite a short piece, they were struggling to have attention for both the visuals and the subtitles. And because it was initially just for a New Zealand audience, so I think Kiwis, we can decipher what he's saying a lot easier.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it's just a native language I don't get. I fully accept that.
But that's a good point. For the international festivals, maybe I do add subtitles and yeah,
Oh,
offer
it's
that
just a question because I
option.
knew I was wondering if he was a native to the Cook Islands. Like, there's a tribe of natives that speak like this, and I just didn't understand it because I'd never heard it before.
Yeah, he's the native, yeah. And quite a lot of them migrate to New Zealand, so I'm quite familiar with the accents. But yeah, I can see that it would be hard for anyone elsewhere, yeah.
Okay, when you're shooting the man from behind, it's one of the last shots, pretty much the last shot. Are you in a car or are you on a scooter?
Do you mean the last shot when he's driving into the distance?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, I'm just standing there, yeah. Just
Oh,
handheld.
okay.
Yeah.
So you were holding that shot then just to, for us to see him go.
Yeah, it was yeah, I always knew that would be the closing shot. Just of like a kind of traditional style closing scene, I guess. Just someone driving into the distance. And yeah, I think it works. And it with the and then the name card pops up.
So how did you leave with this man? He doesn't have a phone and you want to go back and shoot some more, I presume.
Yeah. So I got the contact details of his worker that you see feature in a couple of shots.
Yes.
So I have him on Instagram and I sent him the film and I told him to show Tupe, and he was super happy with the outcome. But yeah, so if I was to go back, I'd just contact his worker. Yeah.
So there's right now, if I'm understanding, there are no plans to go back.
No plans, no. Yeah, I think I'll let it just exist as
Fascinating.
it is. Do you
Wait.
think it's do you think I should be going back
I
and
have so
capturing
many
more?
questions for this man that I think you could have given me
Yeah.
if you had more time. So yes, my answer would be yes. As a
Yeah.
filmmaker and you being a documentary, I think you have a good documentary or at least a basis to put an hour on this guy or half an hour or 35. There's so many questions I have. How does he live? How many years has he been doing this? Like, I have all these questions after watching this.
Yeah, it's definitely in quite an absurd story, isn't it? Both visually and just story-wise. So yeah, it does leave you wanting more. Yeah, I mean, I am tempted to contact him and just see where his vision is and see if there is a story there. But for me, I need some visual progression. Like the Verite style, whether that's him, yeah, acquiring more gear, or there needs to be a key desire in mind, to leave the audience, wondering whether or not he's going to achieve what he wants to achieve. But yeah, there just wasn't anything, there wasn't a desire to fulfill in that short space of time.
I have to ask, have you done a project like this before? I mean, you basically read an article and went to go find somebody. Has this experience ever happened to you before with anything else?
I do lots of story-driven pieces, mainly for advertising, but I do a lot of passion projects around artists and I've done one on a surfboard shaper, wood turner, painter, which I quite resonate with, but never like an observational documentary. But yeah, that's my passion, and I'm keen to do more. So I was more in the mindset of wanting to create multiple short pieces just to get my reps in,
Yeah, I
and then yeah, I'm
understand.
hoping to create a feature,
That's awesome.
in the near future. Yeah, I'm just in the process of trying to find the right story that's worth the time and energy.
Okay. Well, I wish I had more, but your film's kind of short, so I'm just gonna move off to fun questions for you.
Yeah, cool.
Your favorite film, please.
Favorite film, Goodfellas.
One dish. International people traveling to New Zealand should try.
Definitely our meat pies, they're elite.
Now, I'm going to get myself in trouble. I'm going to ask anyway. How many people that travel to New Zealand that know you ask to see a kangaroo?
I don't think I've ever had that, no.
No?
Because it's just an Australian thing.
There are no kangaroos in New Zealand.
No kangaroos, no.
Oh
No.
my
They're
God.
native to Australia.
I apologize for that. See, I didn't even know. And last question, have you gone on the Lord of the Rings tour?
No, I haven't. I feel like it's one of those things that New Zealanders don't really do. It's just one of those
Fair
like
enough.
touristy things. Yeah. But
I have this.
I live like an hour away from Hobbiton. And I would love to go there, but it's also like super expensive.
I figured it
Because
would
we
be.
live amongst it, it's just not a big deal. But I feel like if I wasn't from here, I would and came here, I would be all over it.
Yes. Okay. Last question. Tell everybody where they can find your work, please.
So I operate under the name Day Off Studio, which is my business name, where I create both films and client work. So you can find me on Instagram or on Vimeo, just under Day Off Studio.
Thank you for your time. Have a great evening.
Cool. Thank you.